And you should be, but I'm going to bring up the name of Ada Lois Sipuel Fisher. When you look back in your career and so forth, it's got to bring a smile, as it just did. You smile because she was a key figure in the civil rights movement in Oklahoma, applied for admission to the University of Oklahoma Law School in order to challenge the state's segregation laws. We know that story, and I have interviewed her son, Bruce, who tells the story, and you can hear that on voicesofoklahoma.com. Tell us where you came in on her story.
I had made two appointments to the University of Oklahoma Board of Regents. One of those appointments passed away, and another appointment resigned in the middle of controversy. So I had two openings on the University of Oklahoma Board of Regents. I have this Republican friend, Wayne Copeland, who is generally regarded as sort of out there, but Wayne is a brilliant mind. Doesn't play well with the kids, but he's got a brilliant mind. And one Saturday, Wayne comes roaring into the mansion grounds. He had a copy of George Cross's book that was titled Blacks in White Colleges. George Cross, the long-term president of the University of Oklahoma, who wrote a number of books and very thoughtful pieces, had written this book. And in there, he had it earmarked like crazy. I think Jack Black was with him. So Jack Black, president of American Exchange Bank, both of these guys, hardcore Republicans, but always wanting to do the right thing, come blowing through the gates of the mansion, found me, made me sit down, walk through this, and said, you have got to appoint Ada Lois Sipuel Fisher to one of these vacancies. And I said, who? Heretofore, nobody really knew that story. It was buried in a little book, a paperback book that Cross had prepared. But he talked about Ada Lois Sipuel Fisher in that book. And I said, God, that sounds like just a brilliant thing to do, because this was a partial term of the Board of Regents. Ada Lois had some age on her at the time. But I thought, what a wonderful signal that would send. I called her. I remember standing in the window. There was a bulletproof glass window that children had always toured the governor's office. That was the only thing they cared about when I told them this was bulletproof glass. But I remember I had a long cord on my phone, and I'm standing there, and I'm proudly got Ada Lois on the phone, and I talked to her about that I wanted to name her to the University of Oklahoma Board of Regents and what a momentous thing this would be, et cetera, et cetera. And she listened very politely, and she said, well, thank you very much, Governor, but I don't think so. I'm a little elderly, and that just sounds like it'd be too much. I'd never had anybody, of course, no one says no to OU Board of Regents appointment. So I persisted, and I came back, and I was probably stammering by this time because I was shocked that somebody would say no. She persisted and said no. She didn't want to do it. She mentioned medical issues once or twice, and I said, would you mind terribly if I talk to your doctor? She said, no, I'd be happy to. So she gives me her doctor's name. I call the doctor, and I'm saying, hey, you know, this is a 49-year closing of the loop. This is a woman denied access to admission to the College of Law, and now I have an opportunity to put her on the governing board. We got to find a way to do this, but I don't want to seriously hurt her health. This is a short-term thing. She can spend as much time on this as she wants, but I think the symbolism goes well beyond what contribution she'd make. Can she do it? Will she be up to it? He asked me a couple of questions about frequency and this and that, and he said, well, let me talk to her. So he calls her, and then I still don't get a yes. I get a maybe. You know, I'll think about it. I said, can I come see you? Because I'm kind of running out of time. So one Saturday, screeching up in front of this small house in northeastern Oklahoma City was two black SUVs. We'd advanced to that point, I guess, by that time. So I go in there and sit with the family and make my case, and she finally relented and said yes. I'd never worked that hard in my life to get somebody to join the OU Board of Regents. But it was a closing of a loop of history like none other. It was a wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful thing. It's a great story. Let me review here for those who may not have known that in 1946, she applied to the University of Oklahoma, was denied because of her race. 2 years later, in 1948, the United States Supreme Court ruled in Sipuel versus Board of Regents of the University of Oklahoma that the state must provide instructions for blacks equal to that of whites. And Thurgood Marshall acted as the head NAACP lawyer for this case, and the justices ruled unanimously. It was a precursor for Brown versus Board of Education. But you know, she still didn't find it easy when she came on campus and went to school.
They chained her off in the back of the room. They literally had a chain, I was told, not a rope. They put her in the back of the room. They put a demarcation, a chain around that area, and It's just almost impossible to imagine, and yet we have these cases that still happen to this day in America. I was really proud to be able to send that message. And the day that we appointed her, I will say, I had two vacancies, as you might recall my mentioning. I noticed that the current administration went out of state to find an African-American to serve on the board under a lot of pressure to fill that post. There had been an African-American woman appointed to the board before by George Nye. God bless him for breaking that barrier. But I appointed Ada Loisipiel Fisher and Melvin Hall, a distinguished attorney in Oklahoma City, African-American gentleman, to the board on that same day. And we stood on the steps of the old law barn where she was denied admission. The photos of Dr. Cross and his wife, Cleo, Anita Hill was there. She was a professor of the University of Oklahoma Law School at the time. The photos of that day are really cherished and hang on my office wall.
Yes, yes, yes. And even when she sat in the lunchroom cafeteria, she had to sit by herself. There was a rope there, and white students would crawl underneath that rope so they could sit with her and eat. We point that out for history's sake, that nobody should take any of this for granted, what we accomplished. And there still is strife. I shouldn't be commenting here. You can do it yourself. There still is yin and yang about all that. But that's where we've come from. And that's how bad it was at one time. Thank you for what you did.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Thanks to Wayne Copeland and Jack Black. Jack Black has passed on now, but two Republicans who broke through the mansion gates to bring this to my attention.